The weather is definitely, at least here it is, it's turning hotter. Like, summer is definitely starting to arrive here in the South anyway. And I want to share with you a lesson, a thought, after taking our family boat out for the first time this season last week.
Leadership is the ability to facilitate movement in others toward a destination you can describe. I'm Russ Hill. I help build leaders. And this is the Culture Hacks Podcast.
Make sure you don't miss an episode. Tap on the follow, plus, or subscribe button, and you'll get two new episodes each week. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks Podcast with Russ Hill.
I know where, at least at the time that I'm recording this, I know that where some of you live, it's still freezing cold. It might even be snowing at the time that you're listening to this and you're wondering, what are you talking about, Russ? It's boating season. Like, the lakes are still frozen, or it's still like snowing outside, or whatever it might be where you're at. Well, here in Arizona, where we call home, we don't really have four seasons. We have two. And you might kind of call it fall and then summer. And in the fall, which is winter, right, we don't really get winter, although it gets chilly. I mean, we get below freezing like two nights a year, but in the Phoenix area. But so you have that whole long season, and then it's like 75 and sunny most of winter, right? Or what I would call more of like a fall, and then it gets blasting hot. We've already had our first 100 degree day, and I'm recording this podcast at the end of April. April 2023. And so it gets super hot. So we've already taken the boat out, and I want to share with you, we had some folks on our boat who haven't been, some friends of our kids were on our boat out at the lake within the last week or two when we took it out for the first time. And I hadn't really thought about this until I was at the gym today. Listening to, sometimes I get bored with the music that I listen to at the gym. Does this ever happen to you? And so I'll go to like a playlist. It's one of the things I love about Spotify that I don't think Apple Music is as good at, but maybe you've had a different experience. And the recommended songs, or you'll have a playlist you've created, and then they'll add songs like, hey, these songs down here, these four or five might fit into this playlist as well. Do you want to add them? And then it keeps giving you more and more. Anyway, I love doing that. I was doing that at the gym today when I was working out. So I was listening to some new songs, and this song came on. I'd never heard it before, and it reminded me of this experience at the lake. And we've had it over and over again. And I want to apply this to life. This episode, you all, is one where, it's about leadership, but it's really more about life and how we navigate life and the challenges that it sends at us. Because that's the human side of being a leader in our families or at work or in whatever organization that we're trying to help lead others, influence them in a way that helps them accomplish results that they want to deliver. This is that human side. So I'm going to talk about that in this episode. Welcome in to the Culture Hacks Podcast. I'm Russ Hill. I make my living working at a firm, one of the owners of it, one of the founders of it, where we get a chance to coach and consult senior executive teams of some of the world's biggest companies. In fact, this last week we were on the road almost every day, like our busiest travel week of since pre-COVID, plane after plane after plane, city after city, and planes breaking down and getting into places in the middle of the night. We were in an expensive hotel, like not crazy, but like a really nice name brand, you know, upscale hotel. And I woke up before our meeting with the organization we were meeting with that day. And I went to take a shower, right? To wake up and shower, and no hot water. And I don't know what my room cost that night. I don't know. But let's just say $250, $350. I mean, like, it was a nice room, you know, a business hotel with lots of families. Anyway, just so those, and then the plane breaking down that night, and it switched planes and getting in the middle of the night. And we were in, Yeah, I'll tell some stories from this trip. Great meetings with some amazing companies. But so we do that for a living, not get on planes that break down or not have hot water, but work with organizations and leaders across different industries. And this podcast is a place for me to share observations, learning. So just a quick point, if you're listening to this episode when it came out, you might be thinking the same thing that our youngest son has been bugging me about and thinking. He's like, Dad, recently, within the last month or two, he's gotten into the podcast, which I know what you're thinking. You're like, man, seriously, is that bored Russ that he's listening to you? And he's a young teenager. And I think it's super cool. And he's like, Dad, that episode really was interesting. That story you told about the woman at the gym was really amazing. And then there are other episodes that he's like, I don't even know what you were talking about. Like, I don't even know what you meant. But it's super cool as a dad to have him listen to some of them. And he's been hounding me the last few weeks like, Dad, like, time for another episode, right? Like, what are you doing? Like, you and I have been really bad, you all. I haven't had a break this long between episodes. If you're listening this, if you're binge listening, 6 months after I record this episode, then you won't even notice any space between them. But if you listen to these episodes as they come out, then you know, holy crap, Russ, you dropped off the face of the earth. And that's not a way to maintain and build your podcast audience. But I'll just be real with you. I haven't wanted to record an episode. I just haven't. And I'm not going to get into all the specifics, but it just hasn't. I haven't felt like there was something that I really wanted to say that I hadn't said before. And so I never want to just record episodes just to record them. I listened to some podcasts where it's clear they didn't have anything to talk about, so they just produced an episode and I got no real value out of it. So I struggle with that sometimes. Thankfully, that doesn't happen too often. And so I apologize if that's been frustrating for you, and I appreciate your patience. But we're back on track, right? Okay. So by the way, if you want to learn more about our firm and what we do with the clients that we work with, go to LoneRockConsulting.com. LoneRockConsulting.com. Okay, at the lake. So we're out, on a wakeboard boat, and the water was not warm enough yet, but it's getting warmer. And our kids wanted to take the boat out, and so we did that. And we had some of their friends on, and some of them don't go to the lake a lot. And it's so interesting to me, if you're a boater or you've been on a boat a bunch, you'll be able to picture this in your mind, or maybe you've had this experience when you go on a boat a lot, you're out in the water a lot, like there are lots of things that don't faze you. It's just like an airplane. I fly on, pre-COVID, 165 flights a year. And so turbulence starts to happen. And the first time I got on a plane, when I wasn't traveling that much, I hadn't really been in this industry for a while. I didn't travel for a living, and turbulence hit, some pretty good turbulence. I thought I was going to die, right? Like, is the wing going to fall off? Like, I was seriously worried about that. Like, I don't know if the wings can stay attached to this plane going through this kind of wind. And long story short, now that I've been on so many flights, it's I still get a little apprehensive every once in a while, but it's like one or two flights a year, and it's really, really bad. Normally, I just, the people next to me, you can tell who hasn't flown a lot because they're kind of freaking out or white knuckling it when you hit some turbulence or whatever might happen. And now I've been through enough to where those things don't faze me too much. Same thing on a boat, right? And so you let's say that you're out on the water, and some big wakes come or some big waves come, and the boat kind of jumps in the water or gets beat up a little bit and it's pounded down a little bit. When you aren't used to being on a boat, that freaks you out. You're thinking like, okay, we're out here in the middle of this big old lake and I'm not sure I could swim all the way to the shore. And I haven't, I've been on like a cruise ship in the ocean, but not like smaller boats. Some of you have, and some of you live you live near an ocean and you go out on boats. And so it's even worse there, right? Like, I can't even imagine being on a smaller boat and thinking, well, if this thing starts going down, like, we're kind of screwed. So that's what new people on a wakeboard boat or out at a lake start thinking. They're like, oh my gosh, is this thing going to float? Like, are we going to handle it? And I'm going to play for you a clip from a song. This is by Ed Sheeran. I heard this. I don't know when this song came out. It might be brand new. It may have come out 6 years ago. I have no idea. It was just on a recommended playlist on Spotify when I was at the gym today. And the song's interesting. It's not my favorite song ever. And the lyrics are a little funky. Like, I couldn't really, I pulled up actually between sets and I was watching, you know, you can, in music apps, you can see the lyrics as they go by in the song. So I was kind of reading the lyrics. I'm like, okay, I can't tell if he's saying that challenges in life are no big deal and you just got to go through them, or if he's saying like he doesn't know if he's going to survive this challenge that he's going through. But there's this, the chorus of the song I'm going to play for you. And the song is called, crap, what's the song called? I think it's called Boat, actually. Let's see if I can pull it up real quick. I'll find it here in a second. And I'll come back after the clip and tell you the name of the song. But the chorus, I just want to play that for you and then I'll come back and comment on it. So here is the chorus of the song that got me thinking about this that I heard today at the gym. Then I'm going to come back and tell you the life lesson that this made me think about.
But the waves won't break my boat. But the waves won't break my boat. But the waves won't break my boat. The waves won't break my boat.
Okay, so that's the chorus, right? There are more lines to the song than those. By the way, I just looked it up. It is called Boat. The name of the song is Boat by Ed Sheeran, and I think it came out just a few days ago. Like within the last, just in the end of April here when I'm recording this, 2023. I'll tell you why that stuck out to me. So I'm listening, just picture this. I'm in the gym, I'm working out, and that's a way slower song, right, than you would typically work out to, but it was toward the end of my workout. Spotify recommended it. I'm doing like a core exercise and I'm like dying. And so I thought, you know, I like Ed Sheeran and I want to hear this new, what I thought was a new song, and it is, that Spotify was recommending. And I thought, and I really like his voice. And I thought, I'm just going to listen to this. And it's a sad or a slower song, which kind of fit my mood when I was trying to do these core exercises. I'm like, the wave's not going to break my boat. I'm going to survive. I will breathe again after I get through these ab exercises. When it came on, I thought about that most recent boating trip. I was visualizing that in my mind and how people who haven't been on a boat a lot react when big waves hit the boat. They really worry about their survival and they think, oh my gosh, they're gripping the side of the boat. Let's say we've got the boat kind of parked. We're waiting, just maybe we got people kind of swimming around the boat in the lake, or we're switching out wakeboarders, whatever it might be. So we're stopped for a second and I could see some rollers, you know, from maybe another boat that's a little ways away, that where they've got someone out wake surfing or something, or tubing, and they're creating some pretty big waves toward us. And I can see them coming as I'm sitting in the driver's seat on the boat, and other people on the boat can't see it. And all of a sudden, the boat just starts massively rocking from right to left, right? And the left side goes way up in the air, and then it goes down. And sometimes they're really big rollers. And I've had that experience enough to where I know the boat's going to be okay. Like, it's going to roll through the boat. The boat's going to come back down, and you're going to feel these severe waves and the severe movement for like 20 seconds, and then it's just going to settle down and be just fine. Right? Well, they don't know that. They think, oh my gosh, the world's ending. Like, we're going to see, grab something, because they didn't see the waves coming. And they've not had this experience before, and they don't know that the boat can just, it's going to ride it out. It's going to be just fine. And I thought about that when it comes to life. So here's my thought. As I was in the gym today, I'm thinking, you know, in life, whatever age you are, whatever circumstances you're going through, whatever things are happening to you at work or at home or in the community or wherever, no matter how good they are right now or how terribly dark they are for you right now. The reality is waves come, right? Waves come. Turbulence hits. A lot of times, like the people on our boat, you can't see it coming. You're like, oh my gosh, the boat just started rocking. Like life, holy crap. What? Think about COVID. When COVID hit, like, holy crap. Like, didn't see this coming. And now look, like we're all locked down and we're at home and all these things have changed and customers or whatever. And it, like massive change. Or it could be just for you, a diagnosis or a mistake or a revelation or or being laid off or whatever it is. This wave hits. And the older I get, the more I realize, oh, we've been here before. We've had waves hit this boat. Maybe they didn't look exactly like this one. It's kind of like the value of having been through a recession before. So the people here in Phoenix, which is, you know, such an economy based so much on real estate and tourism and all of that. And you know, you got lots of friends that work in the real estate space. Some of them, you know, turbulence hits and they're like, especially if they're young and they're new to the industry and first time, they're like, holy crap, my life is over. Suddenly, like all the buyers disappeared. And those that have been doing it for a long time, like, they've saved a rainy day fund, right? Because they know it's boom or bust. So they're either making a killing or they're like living off of savings. And so they've prepared for this and they've had the recession hit before and they don't freak out as much. It's not ideal. It's not what they'd want, but they're okay. And they know that the waves are going to move through the boat and then the boat's going to stabilize again, right? And then the market's going to come back. You don't know how long. You don't know how many waves there are, how long the turbulence will last. You don't know how rocky it's going to be. You don't know how if it's going to bang things up a little bit or a lot, but you know it's not going to last forever. It's the value of age. It's the value of experience is that you've been through a storm, whatever that looks like, financially, emotionally, spiritually, physically, whatever it is for you. And we go through all of those, right? During the course of our time on this earth, we experience all those waves. And I just, as this song came on today, I thought, the waves won't break the boat. Do you believe that? And sometimes that's really hard to think, well, this one, this one might, or sure feels like this one's an, it tougher or rougher or bigger than the last one. And so I just, for those of us, we all, look, I'm in that situation from time to time. You're in that situation from time to time. And it's really good for us as leaders of our families, as leaders of our teams at work, is to realize, no, we've been through, we've had waves hit the boat before, and we need to be calm. We need to maintain hope. We need to maintain a level mindset. I've talked in other episodes, I don't know how long ago it was, but way back, it seems like a year or two or three ago, that I talked about, you know, the narrower your vision, the bigger the obstacle. The broader your view, the smaller the obstacle. You believe that? Man, I found that to be so true. When I'm entirely caught up in the moment, the whatever that is, if my field of vision is narrow, then the wave looks enormous. And then if my field of vision, go back to the boat, the lake example, I can see that that roller's coming and I can see just beyond those three or four or five rollers, it's smooth water again. So these rollers are going to hit us and it's going to rock the boat for a minute, but we're going to be okay. And then I can see if I'm watching in the distance, I can, and my field of vision is broader, I can see, yeah, but the smooth water is right behind it. And that's super helpful. So if you're going through waves right now, if you're feeling them hit your boat, just know they're not going to break it. And you've been through this before. Maybe not this, but you've been through turbulence. You've been through waves. You've experienced that happening. And it's really that. In fact, it's one last point as it pertains to this and leadership in an organization, a company, and then I'll wrap up. But I remember, I'm not going to tell that story. We don't have time for it in this episode, but I'll just make the point. And the point is this, one of our jobs, one of the things that effective leaders do is help provide feelings of reassurance, calmness to a team when they're feeling the waves hit their boat. You believe that? Have you experienced that? Have you worked for one of those leaders before? Maybe the better question is, have you worked for the opposite? That when a wave hits the boat, have you worked for one of those leaders like, oh my gosh, we're going to die. Like, everybody, brace yourself. Oh, look at the market. It's just like they're just negative Nelly, or they overreact, or they're so emotional with any kind of negativity or challenge or obstacle. And you're like, oh my gosh. And it's exhausting, right? It's exhausting to work for that kind of a leader. And if you worked for a leader that's, they're measured. And I've worked for some leaders that are so measured, like they've got the lowest blood pressure ever. And even huge winds don't increase their blood flow or their heart rate. And they've got no emotion. I don't want to work for that person either. Like, I don't want to work for the nervous Nelly that freaks out and is over emotional and everything. And I also don't want to work for the person that I'm wondering, like, hello, are you alive? Like, is there a heart beating in there? Like, do you have a pulse? Like, both ends of those extremes. I have no desire to work for, with, or be around. But in the middle, the rest of us, we can get, our heart rate can go up a little bit, but do we insulate those? That's a job of a really good parent, isn't it? I remember asking, man, so many stories come to my mind as I record these episodes, and I probably do a bad job of not filtering enough of them out as I'm talking to you. Maybe that's something to get better at, or maybe it's a strength. I don't know. You figure out. But I remember interviewing one of the founders of the firm that I used to work at, the consulting firm. He was one of the founders, ended up selling it to private equity, which is a whole nother story, right? But I remember interviewing him when the pandemic hit. Yeah, it was when the, yeah, was that when it was? I think it was that. And big obstacle in everybody's life. Me and a colleague were interviewing him for we were doing an interview and asking him about when he was young and remembering big obstacles that hit or challenges in the economy or world events and how he handled that. And he said something interesting in that interview. He's like, I didn't know there was any, in the words I'm using here, I didn't know there were any waves in the world. I didn't know that there were big obstacles and big things happening in the world around me in my growing up years because my parents insulated me from that. There was so much calmness in our home. There was so much peace. There was so much steadiness in my parents and in our home environment that I didn't feel the fluctuation. I didn't feel the boat like massively going left and right and up and down. And that's one of our jobs as a leader in a home, isn't it? And it's certainly our job as the leader of an organization. You don't completely isolate or insulate people from that. That's called living in a bubble and having your eyes blind, and that doesn't help anyone. But there's a way to acknowledge reality and to talk about what's happening to all of us collectively, or just our family, or just one person, or whatever, or just one division or unit, or whatever it looks like. There's a way of acknowledging that and being real about it while being measured at the same time. You with me? Okay, I've talked enough about this issue. So the waves won't sink the boat, right? They're not going to break the boat. Interesting experience I had thinking about that. All right, well, we're back on track with the podcast. Some of you don't give a crap because this is the first episode you've ever listened to, and as far as you're concerned, they're coming out on a steady basis. Others, you listen within a day or two of each episode coming out, and you've been wondering, where the crud is Russ? Is he still doing this anymore? I've gotten messages from you, and I haven't been front and center on that, and I got a lot to say. I've been writing down episode ideas and different topics of experiences that we've had in the last few months, and I plan to share those with you in the days ahead. We'll get back to the two episodes a week, all right? Okay, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you're doing well. I hope you're happy. I hope you're healthy, and I hope that you'll remain measured and realize the waves won't break your boat. And I'll talk to you in the next episode of the Culture Hacks Podcast.
Who do you know that could benefit from listening to this episode? Tap on the share button and text the link to a friend or colleague, or write a post on LinkedIn and tag Russ. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks Podcast with Russ Hill.